Bucky's Basement.
Welcome to this week's episode of Bucky's Basement. I'm Bucky, and as always, in the basement with me today, I have Old Boy.
As always.
And Juicebox.
Yeah.
And we are back today with another episode of Fast Pitch. You guys know the deal. You've heard these episodes before. We take a random generator or a roll of the die. We draw words out of a now Blanton's bag. It used to be a hat. Now we got a little velvet bag. And we
sack.
Sorry. I didn't mean to get that confused.
Cool. Yep.
Then we step away for all of 15 minutes and write a movie for your listening pleasure. And these
award winning
again are so much fun. You are in for a real treat no matter what day it is, no matter what episode it is. We know that we come hard
all
and in
it.
The paint.
And we're getting
we went in opposite
so
directions.
Much, I don't know. You're really cranking me up. So we're clearly getting a lot better at it too. Like I know the listenership is like, I know they can tell we're getting a lot better. So I'm willing to bet our listenership is growing in this category.
And if you were listening to us
true?
Yeah, if you're listening to us right now, these are our least listened to episodes. That means you are a true fan of Bucky's Basement.
And I want to jump in real quick. I think some of my best work was a parting on House Relations.
I love what we do.
Exactly.
I think it's so great.
We have created no less than 18 like award-winning blockbuster films in 15 minutes. It's
all for you.
It is. It's incredible. So we all write our own versions of the title that we draw out. But before we get into the drawing, I've heard rumblings about an update from Old Boy. And we love updates on Bucky's Basement.
Indeed.
Because we talk about things all the time. They carry over into other episodes. It was like season 13 of South Park when they finally started to move episodes into the next one.
Yeah, good point.
So we like updates. What do you got for us this week?
I just wanted you guys and the listenership to know that me and my child finally finished Lord of the Rings last night.
How old is she? 13?
She's 9. Yeah, exactly.
Man. How old was she when you started?
She went to college. She's off to college. 2.
So
7 years.
But for real though, how long has it taken?
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like I've been reading the book for so long.
I feel like you started reading it when we had our old podcast.
I feel right. So we just finished it, and I was like, "Hey, she had to come to work. It's." Anyway, Father daughter day. She had to come to work with me. So she's sitting at this other desk, and I was like, "Hey, I'd like you, since we finished Lord of the Rings, I'd like you to write me a book report on the book. Just tell me what you learned. Just tell me what you remember. Just write it." And the first sentence of her book report says, "Gandalf gave Frodo the Ring of Doom." And I thought, the fuck he did. I was like, fucking Bilbo Baggins gave that motherfucker the ring. I was like, we're going to reread this bitch, man. So, nothing was learned. Nothing was gained.
So, back to page one.
Back to page one, man.
All right, so
Started over.
Here's the question. When you stopped reading each night, how long had she already been asleep?
Some nights. So who knows? Sometimes, man, I'd look over and I'd be like, damn, man. You know, but I'm telling you, page and a half a night, it sucked.
Yep. So, speaking of reading to kids, I've recently started, we have been getting into like chapter books with my kids.
Sweet.
First thing we read was Willy Wonka, which went over great.
Nice.
Awesome. Like, but the original one, like the actual book is so much darker than the movie.
Super dark. Yeah.
Like there's a whole chapter about how Charlie Bucket's family is slowly starving to death.
Yeah.
An entire chapter.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Do you skip some of those parts? Because,
no.
Like, knowing the age, and you're just like, I should probably, like, skip a couple sentences.
No, I don't. Read it all, man.
Same.
So, we finished that. It went over great. Now, I started Pinocchio.
Oh.
Which, I remember Pinocchio the movie.
Sure.
The book. Whoa.
They go to the island?
I'm not even that far.
Oh, you're not even to
I'm just like 3 or 4 chapters in, and it's already like dark and weird from the get-go. And I'm like, and that when as I'm reading it, I am like, man, maybe this isn't right for Barrett just yet. Like,
is it too much? I'm with you, man.
It's going to give kids nightmares.
Dude, it's going to give me nightmares.
Yeah, dude. There's some of that stuff's pretty scary.
I mean, speaking of, you know, Pinocchio and Lord of the Rings, what we do on Fast Pitch is write the next one of those movies.
Right.
Yeah, and we make it a little bit lighter sometimes. Sometimes they're a little dark. We don't like to go too dark on these scripts that we create for you.
I don't know. Old Boy wrote about a college fraternity like rape, basically.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did.
It could get dark.
Yeah, it's an early Nick Cage film.
Exactly.
Has to be set in the 80s.
Has to be there.
All right, so without further ado, let's get on with this week's episode of Fast Pitch. We're going to take this nice sack and pass it around. But before that, we've got to figure out how many words are in this
shake
movie
em
title.
Up, shake them.
So shake them up, juice box, and let that die roll. Don't be a one.
Don't be a
don't
one.
Don't be a one.
Be a one. Be a one.
Five.
Ooh. Wow. That is, I said this to these guys right before we went on air today. I said, I hope it's a 4, 5, or 6. So I'm getting my wish with a 5-word title. The issue with 5 is we spend a lot of time trying to organize these words. So
that's true.
Which you guys won't have to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it gets super weird.
Let's go ahead and do it. I'm going to draw out one word, okay, and I'll let each of you take 2.
Oh, should I just get 2 now?
All right, I like my word.
Cool.
Is it Taco Bell?
It is not. I'm going to go ahead and say it just because we're going to keep this flow along. I drew the word grandparents.
Okay.
Sweet, dude. I got my first word is poppers.
Okay. Wait, what are like jalapeno poppers or like like the drug poppers?
I got poppers and happens.
Oh, my God. I got then and age.
Oh, yeah. All right. This should be pretty easy.
Let's put them all together.
Throw these down. All right. Define poppers to me before we get into this title.
I don't know.
Poppers are like, I mean, are we going with the slang? Yeah. Well, it's kind of like Whippets, but it's actually those like VCR cleaner things that like people did back in the day. Like, it's like in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, they always like snapping those little capsules or whatever and like would breathe it up. It's basically just like huffing something.
Yeah. Mm, all right. Huffing. All right. So we have then poppers, age, happens, and grandparents. So
all right, grandparents, age, then poppers, happens.
Poppers, age, then grandparents, happens.
Right.
Grandparents, age, then poppers, happen.
Grandparents, age, then poppers, happen. What the fuck?
Yeah.
All right.
What am I going to do there?
And are we doing AI this year? Or this this
round? We definitely got to.
For those of you who are just now tuning in, again, you can always watch us on YouTube and watch this happen in real life. But we always take our 3 titles for grandparents age, then poppers happen, which is a strange title. We're going to take that. We're going to plug that into the computer and let it do its thing on AI and write a movie to see if it can top one of our 3. I already don't feel good about this.
I mean, we can change it up if you got something else.
I don't think I have anything. I mean,
this is it. I mean, yeah, you either change out
poppers happen, then grandparents age, or grandparents age, then poppers happen.
Grandparents happen, then poppers
I hope somebody's
age.
Listening to this right now just screaming out another.
They probably are. People hate us. All right, we going with it?
Grandparents age, then poppers happen. Yep. Coming at you right after this break.
We back. It was a really tough 15 minutes, y'all.
Man, I wish it was tough for me to like squeeze in what I was writing. I had a good idea
I started going. I'll tell you all this real quick. It's not the idea I went with, but I started going with. I was gonna write it all in like a Cockney accent, and it was like even the title was gonna be Cockney, and I was like, I couldn't pull it off, and I was like, oh shit,
give me that title in the Cockney accent. Yeah, all right, you gotta.
Grandparents' age. Then papas happen.
You gotta work on that papas. Yeah.
Papas.
I mean, it's not easy when you happen, when you get a title called Grandparents Age Then Poppers Happen. But it's we have had worse titles that actually turned out to be pretty decent. Gloom of Who Slapped. Who knew where that was going?
That was tough.
It was tough.
See, I love that one. This is another one, man. Like, as soon as this came out, I knew that I had the idea in my head. I knew I was going to write.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
See, that's awesome.
So Juicebox is going hard in the paint today. He's bringing.
I'm not saying it's a good idea.
I know. I want to see this A game.
But you knew.
But I knew the direction I was going to go.
And before we came back from our 15 minutes of solitude,
sure.
And we were writing these films. Old boy said, I think I have the worst one, so I'd like to go first this week.
I would like to go first this week. Is that okay?
And the crazy thing is, when we always think that we have the worst ones, they just tend to be a little bit better.
Oh,
everyone's their own worst critic.
I hear you there, but let me go. Okay. All right. Yeah. Grandparents.
Please don't scare us.
I'm sorry.
Actually, most people would pray. Yeah, can you do the whole thing?
No, all right. So, grandparents age, then poppers happen. Trudy's grandparents are at an advanced age, and being the only surviving member of her family, she can't keep up with their mounting medical bills. Her grandfather, Joe, is senile. And her grandmother, Joe, suffers from
Joe and Joe.
I'm sorry. All right. And her grandmother, Joe, suffers from onset dementia. Plus, they're both prone to tripping. With nowhere else to turn, Trudy answers an ad for an experimental treatment on the elderly, beating their legal.
Sorry. I'm sorry to derail this, but the whole prone to tripping.
Yeah, that's a little.
It was a nice detail.
It's a nice detail, yeah. All right.
Let's go back to there.
Okay, plus, they're prone to tripping.
I'm sorry.
I did. It was the last thing I wrote. All right, anyway.
This is why you want to watch us on YouTube.
Composure. With nowhere else to turn, Trudy answers an ad for an experimental treatment on the elderly. Being their legal guardian, she signs them both up for extreme hallucinogenic experiments. Both Joe and Joe go on an unforgettable journey of the mind, and who knows what they'll find. Grandparents age, then poverty.
All right.
I'm waiting for it. So you've got a granddaughter drugging her grandparents
basically for money, right? And she's just like, she's cool with it. And they go on like, it's an extreme experimental, like hallucinogenic film. My movie marriage real quick is Beyond the Black Rainbow. Have you ever seen that?
No,
I've not.
Beyond the Black Rainbow, it's super trippy. And then Altered States was kind of where I was going. But I think it's better than like horror. I think there will be horror aspects, but I want it to be like very, very experimental and just a trippy ass movie about these two old people tripping their balls off.
Okay. Is that their last experience, or does this help them like start walking without tripping?
I think the walls of reality, you as the viewer no longer know what's real and what's not anymore.
Okay.
They are just gone.
So Inception.
They don't know. And hell, they didn't know when they started the experiment, right? So like it's just bloop, it's out there.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. My tagline is, Jesus, grandparents age, then poppers happen. Does the trip exist if you can't remember it? That's my tagline, and it is what it is. Trudy is played by Sydney Sweeney.
Of course she is.
Joe, the grandfather, is Junior from The Sopranos, and Joe, the grandmother, is Betty White.
All right,
that's all I got.
Good call.
It's all right. So it would be extremely experimental. It'd probably be straight to Prime Video. Okay.
So is Sydney Sweeney your smoking Ben Affleck?
Pretty much.
It's I'm surprised it took, took you all that long to pinpoint
She's
that.
She's been brought up in a few.
Actually, it's her birthday. I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, behind the scenes, I told these guys for the longest time on a lot of these fast pitches, I would just look at whatever actor's birthday it was that day and just cast those people in my movie. Genius.
That is easy.
It's genius.
Yeah. It helped me diversify my casts.
Yeah, it's awesome, actually. And I'm thinking back on some of your casts, I'm like, man, he picked out some really random good actors.
I wish I'd never told you guys that.
Yeah, it's smart.
I think since Juicebox, this wrote itself when you heard this title.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's only fitting that you go last.
All right.
So I'm going to take the reins on my take on grandparents age, then poppers happen. I've got a large cast. This is set in maybe the late 80s, early 90s. It's a family drama.
Okay.
All right. Jack and Diane. God damn it. I can't even say it without thinking it.
Are they sucking on a chili dog?
No, but we're going to use that song in this movie at some point. Okay. That's why I cast the names. Let me get started again.
Sorry.
All right. Thank you. Jack and Diane come from a far remembered time living in the mountains of Arkansas. They are farmers taught from generations past, living a legacy from the 1800s, growing garden seeds. Everyone came for years to get their seeds from the general store in town. They are raising two beautiful children named Pam and Tommy who begin to work on the farm. Look, it was low-hanging fruit.
I'm sorry.
Pam and Tommy.
And Jack and Diane.
All right.
So this is cool. A large cast. I told you about this.
Right. Shall I write them down?
No, you shouldn't. You'll be able to remember at the end.
Yeah.
They are raising two beautiful children named Pam and Tommy who began to work on the farm. The family goes through ups and downs throughout the film. Hardships like cold winters and wildlife destroy years of hard work and consistency. The family is depleted and down on their luck. As we see the family continue to live in poverty, Tommy reads about an opening at the local Applebee's. He applies to get the job. Things are going great for Tommy. He scrapes up enough money to marry his high school sweetheart, and they start to have babies. The problem is they can't live off his manager's salary for much longer. One day, a corporate chef from the company comes through that location and mentions he is looking for new recipes for his jalapeno poppers because they're not selling. Tommy pulls the chef aside and tells him about his family farm. Applebee's discovers the farm and offers Jack, Diane, Tommy, and Pam shares in Applebee's jalapeno popper sales for life for the seed recipe or the seeds. End credit scene, after this entire movie's over, we see Tommy in a mansion taking a frozen Applebee's jalapeno poppers box out of the freezer. I don't give a fuck if y'all like this. I'm crying.
So it's a jalapeno popper.
Like origin story?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, my God.
All right, so the cast. I've got Jack and Diane. Again, they come from the old times. They're their grandparents in this. Jack's played by none other than one Sam Elliott. Diane is played by Mary Steenburgen, who I used to have a crush on when I was a kid.
Are you talking about Mary Steenburgen?
Steenburgen.
Yeah.
She was like the OG mom.
Yeah,
like,
and she was in Back to the Future Part 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Step Brothers and a bunch of other movies.
Yeah, yeah.
You had a crush on her?
She was a hot mom back
in
the day.
When I was a kid, I think I did.
Yeah.
There was a movie called Parenthood where she was like, I thought she was hot in that. She rivals Beverly D'Angelo as like one of the first moms. Like,
I'm with you.
All right, so Tommy is played by Andrew Garfield. I've got Pam played by, again, low-hanging fruit, Pam from The Office, because I couldn't think of anybody else. This is the last one I need to cast. And then the chef that comes through that's looking for the new jalapeno popper recipe from Applebee's.
Man, we could feel it coming, please.
Is regular Ben Affleck.
What a curveball.
Yeah, dude. The Applebee's exec. I like how you're really plugging Applebee's, too.
Hey, get that Applebee's money, man.
We're going to be tagging Applebee's in this episode of Fast Pitch. My movie marriage, randomly enough, is Legends of the Fall. And and The Founder, which is a movie about like the founder of McDonald's.
Okay, so The Founder of Jalapeno Poppers and a World War One movie.
Yeah, because in the first part of this movie, you see him like growing seeds in like old school Arkansas.
Right.
But you know, the
all the way up to present day jalapeno poppers at Applebee's. I got it.
My tagline.
You gotta read the fucking movie title, dude.
Huh?
You gotta read the movie title and then say it. I know it sucks.
My tagline is grandparents age, then poppers happen.
So silly. Yeah.
You can't even make it through the title.
That's it. That's
I struggled
it.
So hard.
It's my tagline, just the title. And on the poster, it's just an Applebee's ad.
I thought your tagline was going to be, I thought it was going to have something.
The original one was grandparents age, then poppers happen. If you plant ice, you're going to harvest wind. I don't know where I came.
What
was it? Oh, man.
That's the only quote I've ever heard
about.
I thought
it was going to be like, don't pop till you get enough. I thought, I don't know. I was forget it. Edit that out.
No, I like that. I was trying to think of the Applebee's theme song, but I could not come up with that in 15 minutes. Isn't it like Applebee's?
All I can think about
Keep going, please. Applebee's.
All I can think about is that country song that dude wrote like 2 years ago that was about.
Is it about Applebee's? Applebee's.
Yeah, dude. And he got sponsored by Applebee's and like made a shit ton of money and is like the dumbest fucking song on the face of the planet.
All right, so that is my take on this week's movie.
So good. Okay.
All right.
The origin of the jalapeno popper right here. I love it.
Was it the origin, though?
I don't know.
I think it should be. If it wasn't, it should be.
Yeah.
It should be.
We'll rewrite.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can workshop these. All right. Grandparents age, then poppers happen. Mine takes place in the 70s, and it's starring, I'm not sure if this person is still alive, but it's starring Cloris Leachman and Michael Caine.
I love it already.
So, yeah, as in their old selves. Sunshine Acres is the premier retirement community in the Boca Raton area. Thanks to some good investments, Gerald and Bonnie have been able to afford living there. But after a few years, their money starts to run low. They figure they have another 6 months in the community before they have to look at some less desirable options. As octogenarians, they feel like they can't live on their own anymore and need to live somewhere. 1 month from having to move out, their grandson Jimmy visits from New York City. Gerald and Bonnie enjoy their visit, but they can tell something's off with him. He keeps disappearing to the bathroom, and every time he comes out, he's grinning into ear to ear and loving life. After his third visit to the bathroom, Gerald decides to confront Jimmy about what's going on. Jimmy acts nervous at first, but then comes clean. They're poppers, Grandpa, and they make you feel like you're flying through a cloud of happiness. You should try one. It'd make your days less boring, and what have you got to lose? Gerald hesitates but thinks about how dull his life has become in the community and decides to try one. He cracks one open and gets a big hit. He's instantly flying. He hasn't felt this good, maybe ever. He strolls back to the living room where Bonnie has been eagerly waiting to find out what's going on. Hell she yeah. has never looked more beautiful to Gerald. He grabs her and kisses her and convinces her to try one of the poppers. Soon, they're making out like they were in their 20s. Jimmy awkwardly leaves the room. The next day, they call Jimmy about getting more of the poppers. They get more and start exposing others in the community to the joy of poppers. Soon, they're supplying half the community with poppers. I'm saying poppers a whole lot.
It's all right.
They make enough money to stay in the community, but it's becoming more difficult to stay on top of their empire. Will they keep the deals going, or will the local police finally catch up to them?
Damn.
Dang.
Hell yeah.
So it's I closed my eyes during these things, and I could picture every single bit of that.
That's what I'm saying, man. As soon as we said it, like, I knew where it needed to go. I just couldn't, like, write it fast enough.
Damn. Yeah, it's like Blow, but with old people.
Can I write down one of the movies that I think is going to be the movie Marriage and reveal it after you tell me yours?
Sure.
I'm not going to write it down, but I'm going to think it in my head.
Okay. My tagline is, grandparents age, then poppers happen. One hit took them to the top.
All right. Yeah.
And my movie Marriage is actually, it's a TV show, Breaking Bad, and then the movie Cocoon.
Sweet. Oh, okay. Sweet classic, I gotcha. 80s movie.
But Blow would have worked also. I didn't even think about that one.
You got, Breaking Bad's perfect, though.
See, I was thinking of that movie, The Mule, with Clint Eastwood. Have you guys seen that movie where he's like a drug runner as an old, old man, and nobody suspects it because he's just old?
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie.
Was it written and directed by Clint Eastwood?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah,
gotcha. So.
That's probably why you haven't seen it, right?
Say
very so, particular in, style there.
In a Cockney accent, say Michael Caine.
It's Cockney.
Michael Caine.
It's Cockney. Like
I can't even say it.
Like Cockney London.
Accent. Yeah, is that it's like what,
Michael Caine.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
That's
you
it.
Did good.
It's like the redneck accent of England, right?
Yeah, it's like slang. A lot of slang terminology. So anyway, I loved it, dude. I thought it was a good one. I thought y'all both had good ones. Yeah, jalapeno poppers. Yeah.
I love the origin story of jalapeno poppers.
No, I did. I remembered it.
Yep.
I think it's good. And you're plugging Applebee's, so you're going to get Applebee's money.
So we've got grandparent drug dealers in a community. What was yours That's about good. Again?
Grandparents going on an acid trip.
Oh yeah, trip, see that could be good. That could be visual. Like
I don't know if mine's made for like Blockbuster. I think mine's made for
yours is more like Mandy or Pig
cult
or,
following. Yeah. Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah. Hold on. And we got one more. We're gonna do AI.
So we go to ChatGPT, right? ChatGPT.
I think so.
And we type in this film and we say, "Hey, internet. We want you to write a movie about that's entitled Grandparents Age, Then Poppers Happen."
All right. I put in, give me a movie pitch titled Grandparents Age, Then Poppers Happen. And it's typing. Jesus Christ. It's so much. All right. Are y'all ready?
Yeah. Give us some of it.
When a group of retirees discovers a mysterious box of party poppers, they embark on a wild and unexpected adventure that teaches them the true meaning of fun and friendship.
So it's a slightly different...
That's both of your movies put together.
Yeah.
In a quiet retirement community in Florida, a group of spirited retirees spends their days playing bridge, attending water aerobics, blah, blah, blah. The group is led by a charismatic and mischievous grandpop, Walter, who is looking for ways to liven things up. One day, while rummaging through the community center's storage room, Walter stumbles upon a forgotten box of party poppers. With a mischievous glint in his eye, he decides to bring them back to the group's clubhouse for a little harmless fun. At first, the group is skeptical, but as soon as the first pop goes off, they are all taken by surprise. The room is suddenly filled with vibrant colors, confetti, and a sense of joy. They're talking about like the fucking like
party. Yeah. not the good poppers.
Still relevant. What's that movie you wanted to watch? It was like where they get trapped in the Halloween store, but it's named after that fucking Halloween store.
Spirit Halloween.
That's what this movie is. I'm not reading anymore. We won. AI.
You got to get. Is there an end?
I want to see how it ends.
Okay. I need to see how it is.
Because right now they're just partying with like some streamers and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, as they continue to experiment with the party poppers, they realize that each pop seems to have a different effect. One pop makes them feel younger and more energetic, while another makes them break into spontaneous dance.
Dude, fuck this shit.
Yeah. They can't resist the allure of the poppers' magical effects, and soon they're sneaking out of the retirement community to go on wild adventures that they never thought possible. They take them on a road trip, and they turn a boring trip to the grocery into a dance party, and they break into an abandoned amusement park where they ride roller coasters and play games. And
dude, if it's abandoned, those things wouldn't work.
Yeah, exactly. This is insane.
And then they've got some lady named Miss Crumpet who's determined to put an end to their wild escapades, threatens to kick them out of the community. And a heartwarming and hilarious climax, the retirees band together to outwit Miss Crumpet and prove that age is just a number. With the power of their friendship and the magic of the party poppers, they show everyone, including themselves, that life's greatest adventures can happen at any age.
Damn. I mean the internet can write a movie.
Really quick. That wasn't 15 minutes.
That's like kind of like my idea if you just substitute the party poppers for just drugs. Like drugs.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. Yeah.
Just more fleshed out that they can write in Ms. 5 seconds.
Replace Miss Crumpet with the FBI.
Yep.
All right, Internet.
Fuck you, Internet.
Yeah, we beat right. you again.
We won this time.
And this is what we want you to do as our listenership out there is we're going to start posting these on social media. We're going to post the three different films. It could be, right. If it's the same title, we'll say Old Boy's version, Juice Box's version, Bucky's version. We want you to go on there and vote. And we want to start tracking who wins these things.
Okay. I like that. And so then I'm really hoping somebody that has like more talent than me would create a movie poster of my movie. That's what I really want.
Okay. So we've got two old people laying in a bed and need some
wavy Willy Wonka's grandparents. Like,
yeah.
And, like getting the eye.
And their eyes are just shooting laser beams.
Just tripping balls. All right.
Yeah. Anyway, we enjoy doing these episodes, as you may be able to tell, because we laugh the most, we cry the most. And these are the best episodes to tell your friends so to go on YouTube and type in Bucky's Basement and watch the Fast Pitches. They are the most interactive episodes that we have.
Is it still writing a movie over there?
Oh, God.
It probably is. We also want to congratulate Old Boy on finishing Harry Potter. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
And wish him luck on his second read of Lord of the Rings.
Immediately after the first read through.
Yeah, or like the seven other books, right?
Yeah,
All right, so we are here each and every week on Bucky's Basement. As always.
Tell your mama, man.
But that's all in the That's all in the movies. So baby, don't cry. It's all in the movies. It won't happen to us, I know. It's all